All right, we'll continue our media availabilities here today at Michigan International Speedway. We are joined by our panel of NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers. We have Austin Cendrick, driver of the number 60 LTI Printing Ford, Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 21 South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet, Brandon Jones, driver of the number 19 XYO Networks Toyota, and Vinny Miller, driver of the number 01 JAS Trucking Chevrolet. Thanks, guys, for joining us today. And the last six NASCAR Xfinity Series races held at Michigan dating back to 2012 have actually finished with a margin of victory of less than a second. What makes racing fun at Michigan? We'll start down there with you, Austin.
I don't know if I'm the guy to start with. I've only raced here once. I mean, for me, last year, with obviously the Ford connection and racing with BKR, and then this year we're racing with Jack and having the Ford connection again. And then we have LTI on the car this weekend. They're the title sponsor of the race. So for me, the ramp up before the weekend is usually a pretty big thing for me. And obviously, no pressure, right? So I'm excited, but I've got priorities this weekend. I mean, the guys on the 60 have had a pretty rough stretch, just getting caught in things that they haven't really been involved in. So my goal is to finish a race, and anything up above that's a bonus.
Yeah, for our group, you know, having a little bit of experience here last year in the Xfinity car and coming back with a different package, you know, Michigan's always, like you talked about, it's always seems to come down to a couple restarts at the end, which lane pushes and which lane pushes the best, and then just being aggressive whenever you need to be. But it takes a lot of discipline, too. I know with Austin running the truck, I think most of us up here ran a truck here. That's kind of what I feel like our package is going to race like here this weekend. But all the things and staying disciplined is what allows the racing to be what it is. And we enjoy coming here. Yeah, the speeds are usually high. Obviously, we're going to experience a little bit less of that this week with our package. But the racing is going to be, I think, intense. And it's going to be a level that we've all experienced at some point throughout other stages of racing in our careers, and try to put all that stuff we learned to use, and look forward to having a good time.
Yeah, I think Daniel made a good point there about the restarts. It takes a really good restart there to get pushed out front. Once you can kind of maintain the lanes pretty well. But one of the things that I think really makes this track really fun to race on and really racy for such a big track that it is that there's multiple grooves here. I think you can run right around the bottom if your car is really good. You can move up to where the track's got that really dark black rubber strip on it as well. So there's multiple grooves you can take there. You can really keep the air on your car if you need to try and make passes and stuff. I haven't been in a truck here before, but ARCA car a couple times, had some success in that car. A few times as well. Back at it again this weekend here with that group. Same group we went out with a couple weeks ago there as well. So that's been pretty good. Practice was good in that car. Learned some stuff I think that'll help out in this Xfinity practice. And I think with that new package that we're going to be running, we're a lot closer to the way that car's driving now.
Like Brandon said, I think the ARC car is going to be similar to the Xfinity car. That's the only start I have here at Michigan. I'm excited to get out on the track in a National Series car and see how it goes. This is my home track. I'm excited to get out there. I have a lot of friends and family coming to the race. My sponsor, he's local, about 2 hours away from here. And I think that we'll have a decent day, and we'll see how the new package runs.
Great. We will open it up to the media for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll bring you a microphone. And please state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Claire right in the middle.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. We see a lot of Austin Cendrick and Daniel Hemrick and Brandon Jones, but how big of a deal is it, Vinny, for you to be up on the podium and kind of let people know more about what you got going on?
It's a big deal for me. You know, I come from a smaller team, but anytime we get media availability, it's good for the team. It's good for us to be able to represent our sponsors, the JAS Expedited Trucking, and it's nice, especially at home here, to be able to be up here and get exposure at my home track. I'm hoping to gain a good fan following here and hopefully have a good finish.
Tell everybody a little bit about your story coming up through the ranks.
So my story, I kind of moved up to the Xfinity Series kind of quickly. I came from racing at Owosso Speedway a couple hours from here in pro late models, and now I moved down south. I went and did some super late model stuff down there. And within the past 3 years, I've came up through K&N, ARCA, and now here in the Xfinity Series. So it's been quite a quick transition for me and a lot of learning.
Right in the back, Dustin.
I Dustin Albino, frontstretch.com. Again, for you, Vinny, how much have you had to, been able to lean on Ross this year?
I've been leaning on Ross for a lot of help this year. Having him as a teammate, with him going up to the Cup Series, I think it's really helped him out as a driver, getting, you know, going from a Cup car and then coming back down into the Xfinity car, which is a little bit slower. I think that's where he's seen a lot of improvement. That four team's been really fast all year for our team. And I lean on him a lot, you know, being a rookie, learning tracks, where do I lift, you know, just stuff like that. Just simple questions that you ask as a rookie driver.
Come up front to Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfans.com. Austin coming on to Michigan on the heels of a career best at Pocono. How's your confidence, and how do you feel about the rest of the Xfinity Series season knowing you're going for a championship?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, when you have runs like that, running the top five and being as quick as we were in the 12 car there, you kind of set that as the standard, and you keep moving from there. You want to be able to run like that every weekend until you start winning. And obviously that's the goal, and obviously the goal is to try and win a championship. I feel like that was one of the first few races. I think that race in Richmond were really the first few races I felt like I was a championship contender. Obviously, I still need to work my way up through points, and I think a big thing I need to put on my resume before playoffs start is to get some stage wins. I think that's going to really help along the line, because last year in the trucks, it was not easy navigating the playoffs with nothing coming from the bottom every single round. So that's kind of where my mind's at, and obviously this weekend with the same package, hopefully I can, you know, take some things I learned last weekend and apply them. Like I said before, I think the 60 guys have made a bunch of improvement with our race cars and as a team between the 60 and the 16. So I'm excited to be back in the car. I haven't been with the Roush guys since Fontana, which seems like forever ago. So another 2-mile racetrack. I think we had some decent speed there as well. So hopefully it can all translate and have some fun this weekend.
And for Daniel, you had a strong run last weekend at Pocono as well. RCR is hungry to get back to victory lane after nearly 2 years of not winning. How close do you guys feel like you guys are making that progress?
Yeah, I feel like we've had, you know, kind of glimmers of hope here and there throughout last year, getting ourselves to Homestead and then kicking back off this year. We've definitely allowed ourselves to take cars, maybe not unload them where we want to be, but we're able to, as a group, take them and make them, you know, top five cars. And you got to do that week in and week out to give yourself a shot. So I'm proud of those days, and the weekend like last week kind of just instills with me, like, you know, the weeks prior to that, we've had speed. Last week we unloaded without that speed and got to where we needed to be, and that's tough to do in this sport at any level. So I'm proud of that, and that two-year drought, I promise you, my boss keeps reminding me of that, hey, you need to win. So I was kind of in a very similar situation as Austin was last year, you know, in the Xfinity Series. I think I maybe had one or two stage wins leading into the playoffs, so not a whole lot of built-up cushion there to help you get through the rounds, and I felt like I was also fighting from the bottom for every single round. Like, you know, I think we'd almost either be lead or second or third in each round by the time it was all said and done, but it made it an excruciating battle to figure it out. So it's good to know that we have, you know, enough speed in our South Point Hotel Casino Chevrolet now to hopefully get some stage wins as we, you know, go through the weeks here. And we definitely got to mark off that win list. That's what we have to do here before too long.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. For Daniel and Brandon, you have both competed at Indy and Pocono with this package, so you've got a little bit more experience of those up there. What are the challenges with this package at the different tracks? What are the questions or things you're curious about what might happen this weekend since it's a different track, even with the same package?
Yeah, I think I've enjoyed it so far. I've enjoyed the new package. The one thing at Pocono I think that we all could probably agree on is just our corner speeds were so low at that track. And so when you had your momentum going and you were built up, it was awesome. You know, you could really race like side by side. But as soon as your car would get a little too tight or you'd get side by side with somebody and get choked down, you'd get freight trained. Guys would really go by you really bad. That's what I fought anyways with that at Pocono. Indy, I thought you could keep speed up a little bit better at Indy. I think that's what produced a great race at that track with that package. And I think it's going to do the same thing here this weekend. Speeds are going to be up really high. It's not as easy to get bogged down here as well with that. So I think that's the only thing we kind of saw at Pocono, but still was a pretty good race in my opinion.
Yeah, to kind of take it a little further, even from what Brandon was saying, was, you know, we all unloaded at Indy with this package, and we're throttle on time was just about 100% everywhere for laps on end. As we transitioned to Pocono, I think we all had some of the same mindset going into, and I think we were rudely awakened after our first couple laps on the racetrack, and that made that show up. That made that, you know, your balance show up more. It made all your runs count even more. But coming here this weekend, you know, knowing that the speed's going to be up, you know, throughout the course of the run, we'll be wide open for a lot of the run, unless something catches me off guard here. That's the way I feel like it's going to be. With all that being said, I think that's going to be a lot closer package as far as what you saw at Indy. At a place like Pocono where you would kind of get aero tight behind a car, you don't have the room on the racetrack to get yourself bail out of the situation and still maintain throttle, so you got to lift. And when that happened, that's when you'd see those big runs and you would be going for one spot and lose five. That's not going to be as big of a deal here. Hopefully there's enough racetrack to kind of continue that throttle trace and not run out of racetrack, but all that stuff is a little bit of a variable until we hit the track for the first time. Yeah, usually by the time the cup cars get out there for their final time, you know, all of us sit up there, and I'm sure majority of us watch that final cup practice and see where the racetrack goes to. Those guys do a really good job of making it as wide as we're possibly ever going to see it. The one thing I think we're all curious to see is, for instance, going back truck racing, you would run middle of the straightaway, white line down the straightaways, qualifying, do all that kind of stuff here. I don't know how much racetrack you're actually going to have to use, but the good thing is you have it if you need it. And as runs are coming and runs are going, it's good to know we have that kind of versatility in the racetrack to make that stuff happen.
Any final questions for our NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers in the media center? Chris?
Yeah, for Brandon Jones, your performance has escalated to reach new levels this season. How important has that been with your transition to Joe Gibbs, and what has it done from a confidence standpoint?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work for sure this year. It hasn't just come from switching cars and going to a different organization. It's a lot of commitment Monday all the way to Sunday. You know, there's a lot of things that I've changed as myself physically and mentally to prepare for races, and I think it's shown. You know, Chris Gayparts, the crew chief on the 19 car with me this year. He's a racer himself. He grew up racing late models and stuff, you know, whenever he was a little bit younger. So he gets it. He kind of knows what you need to do to be one of the best in the sport. And he's trying to been teaching me, you know, everything that he possibly can think of. So we're not even close to scratching the surface yet on everything that you can learn in this sport yet. But I think we're slowly getting to the right direction with that now.
All right. Thank you guys for your time, and good luck this weekend.